Take a Stand with Adam McManus on AM 630 KSLR. Since 4 o'clock, my guest has been Dolly Kyle Browning, featured on a recent edition of the 700 Club, broadcast nationally over CBN, about her sexual addiction and about her 30-year-long relationship with Bill Clinton, 15 years of which was, in fact, a sexual relationship. Bill Clinton confessed many of his secret sins to you. I'm assuming some of them were sexual. And you said, why did you tell me this? You could never be elected to anything if people knew. He told you, and you said, once again, why are you telling me? He gently wiped the tears from your eyes and whispered, I had to tell someone. I can trust you. I know I can always trust you. Please forgive me. I need you. Is there just a compulsive part of Bill Clinton's being that needs to have people like him to the point that it leads to his own detriment?
I think that's very well put. He is, you might say, addicted to people. He is the consummate people pleaser, and that's why you hear people say, well, he told me one thing, and then he turned around 15 minutes later and told someone else something different. It's because he really wants people to be happy. He wants everyone to be pleased with what he's saying. The secrets to which you referred in there do not happen to be sexual secrets, and they are not divulged in the book, which is sort of an editorial no-no. A person shouldn't write something and then allude to it and then not give the reader the answer. Let's just call that my insurance policy.
What do you mean by that?
I've never told anyone what those things are.
Why is that, in your view, an insurance policy?
Well, I've been pushed around a little bit by people that didn't want this book published, which is why my school teacher husband put his life savings into the publication of this book. And they don't want this published, and there are a lot of things that they don't want. But I haven't been destroyed in the media to the point that other people have who have stood up against him, and I think maybe some of it's because I know a lot.
Why is it that your name is not a household name, as is Jennifer Flowers or Paula Corbin Jones?
I didn't call a press conference to announce that I had a relationship with Billy Clinton. In fact, as I said, the week after Jennifer Flowers' story broke, they were trying to print my story, and I would not cooperate with the media in any way. I didn't want my story exposed that way. I had been working on a novel, and to me, it would take away from my novel.